Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Mind if I start the show talking about worms?
Worms? Oh, yeah.
As fellow citizens of this planet, I guess I just made them citizens. Is it our obligation to avoid crushing them at all costs?
This is a great question.
Because they're good for the dirt.
They are. The dirt needs them. And then when it rains, they
flood. It
forces
them out, right?
They've got to get out. They got to go somewhere. So they kind of hang out on the sidewalks or on the pavement.
And they don't know where to go.
They don't know where to go.
It's trash day for me. So I'm trying to wheel that two-wheeler without me stepping.
Are you trying to avoid the worms?
I am. And I think I was 100% today.
Now, are you using a bigger two-wheeler? Are you upgraded on your Garby? Okay.
I got my reminder again. And you know what? Credit to the city for, like, you either are prepared this week or you're not. Because if your thing's not out today
it's
or tomorrow,
clear.
You're not getting it. So, respect.
Respect.
I like a hard rule, and I'm going to follow it.
But back to the worms.
Yes.
They're kind of everywhere.
They are.
And the last time we had some rain like this, I noticed I was walking the dog yesterday, and the smashy ones.
Some don't make it.
The ones that don't make it, the ones that do tend to get run over, they just like sit and stay in the sidewalk for a long time.
Until they eventually evaporate, right?
Right.
Or disintegrate.
Or something comes to get them.
Or a circle of life.
Yes.
Yeah. That has just become food for something else.
Yes. But I'm like, ew, they're
Do I need to do any more? As in, do I need to further it along,
like,
lift it up? Scoop it, put it back.
If you don't have anything this afternoon in your planner, like maybe just kind of help the guys that didn't make it back to the dirt.
Because I don't want them baking in the sun.
No.
That's also part of the problem.
That's a problem too, is that sometimes they get too dried out.
And it's probably worth mentioning, we have another pattern today that's going to be similar to yesterday. But category, when I say category level, I feel like I'm talking about hurricanes, by the way.
I agree.
Is that a bad use of phrasing?
I think that's what it said, according to the National Weather Service.
Risk level? 2. Yesterday was a 3, and you noticed things were happening, right?
Oh, yes.
So we're at a 2 today. However, Friday might be shaping up for another round. And right now, the National Weather Service says, don't come at us if we put it at risk level 3.
Okay.
So we're just in a weird pattern right now. I don't know if weird might not be the right word. We're at a pattern right now.
Yes. Well, weather tends to do that, right?
Yeah. It just kind of sticks in one place and then just keeps producing the same thing. So just know. And also, by the way, due to the volume of rain we've had, which we need, we do have what qualifies as a flood watch in Linn County.
Okay.
And that's going to go through tomorrow midnight. So there you go.
All good things to know.
Yes.
Useful things.
That's Worm Talk with the Morning Scramble.
Look out for those worms today. They're going to be on the pavement. We were, I feel, a little bit late to the whole 6-7 thing.
Which I'm okay with.
And I'm okay. It wasn't for us, was it?
No, it was not.
No, but I heard my kids using it. So I'm a little excited that I feel like I'm on the front end of a phrase they might start using soon.
This is new phrase
new
alert?
New phrase alert.
Okay.
Whoop, whoop. New phrase alert.
I'm ready.
Okay. You the birthday.
Give it to me again.
You the birthday.
Does it have anything to do with birthdays?
In a way, it's the feel. Like, when it's your birthday, what happens?
Everybody's happy. You get celebrated that day.
Yes, it's all about you.
Yeah.
Right? The attention's on you because it's your birthday. So, you the birthday is somebody who's, like, main character energy. Somebody who, like, wants the attention.
Is it, though, a little, like, you're being a little egotistical? Like, you the birthday. Back off.
It can be, it depends on how it's used. It can be a good thing. It could be a bad thing.
You the birthday.
Thank you. I'm taking it as a compliment.
You the or you duh?
You the.
Okay. I want to get it right.
It can be an insult.
Bracing
it can be a
your
compliment.
Language.
Depends on the context it's being used.
You the birthday.
Oh, Eric. Wow. Why are you so the birthday?
You're so birthday right now. How's that?
I don't know. Can it be then used like you the funeral or like?
Oh, my.
I don't know.
You the graduation.
You the graduation.
You the graduation.
You the graduate? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know if it'll spawn anything else. But.
So last Sunday was my day anniversary. I can't do it to myself.
You the
I can't.
I don't think it works. I don't think it's any celebration. You can't just be any. I the Arbor Day.
You to, like, bar, you to bar mitzvah.
What?
Does that work?
I don't know. Right now, we're
you
just
to Christmas morning.
You the Christmas afternoon, sometime around 4.
Oh, it's boring.
Oh, we're all full.
I gotta clean
this.
I gotta clean. Oh, I don't have enough trash bags. That's what that means.
Yes, there's not enough trash bags.
You to Christmas afternoon around 4.
Oh, this place is a mess.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I admit,
whoopsie.
I got plenty of sleep.
Whoopsie doodle.
I just misplaced something. I found it.
Well, you should know that I think actually both of us are playing injured today. Because I know you were complaining yesterday of that thing that we all do when you bite the corner of your mouth and you just keep biting it.
I have an area on the front of my lip that's getting caught. Is that your canine tooth?
Yes, and it keeps catching the same.
And I go about a day, I'm like, oh, I made it. And then yesterday at lunch, again, I got
lunch.
It.
Lunch!
Yes.
Okay, can we talk about that lunch? Because, A, it was so nice. Producer Ben took us out to lunch.
He did, guys.
It was so nice. He treated us to a little bit of a Cedar Rapids classic, Leonardo's.
Big L, man.
Big L outside.
Naugahyde booths.
Oh, it was really nice. And I was super excited to have some pizza. I hadn't had the pizza in a long time. Usually I'm a rap galley. And I call myself a galley.
You are a rap galley.
I'm a rap galley. But I switched it up and went with pizza with lots of green olives.
Yeah, you're a pizza chick yesterday.
Canadian bacon. And I was so excited to eat that pizza.
And you know what? In the world of service, like, she could only carry so much. So right. I had a sandwich. We had a couple people, Ben, they had a big pizza.
Yeah.
So they wanted leftovers. Then you got that individual, that 7-inch.
Right.
So it was last.
Mine was last.
You were just sitting
and
there
and I felt
waiting.
Like I had to play that catch-up game, right? Everybody was already eating, so I needed to get to my lunch, right? We had other business to attend to. I grab my first slice of pizza, I pop it in my mouth, and oh my goodness, the burn to the roof of the mouth, it is on fire.
Claire, do you need some water, or are you going to let that roof burn?
Well, I keep drinking my coffee this morning, and it's like the hot beverage is really fighting. It does not like...
You either need like a creamy something, it's like you just did an episode of Hot Ones.
Yes, this would be like a good day for maybe an iced something.
Yeah. Because that, you know, they're going to have to let all the new skin make itself.
Yeah.
That's what's going to have to go down.
I just let the thing burn.
Ah, oh, burn Claire's mouth. Burn. I do laundry in the morning. Why? Nobody's up.
Well,
it's easy.
And
I can do it overnight and the wash cycle will just keep tumbling it until the morning.
It's better for like the energy.
Also, I'm using energy when other people aren't, right?
Yeah. Not a peak hour.
There clearly, though, is one laundry item that either makes or breaks the laundry cycle. And it's socks.
Socks.
It takes two, man. And here I was doing our first load this morning back after vacay. Now, I remember putting in two socks.
Uh-huh.
And I was taking clothes out of the dryer this morning and folding them and putting them in the basket.
He's miming folding.
And I get to one sock. And I set it aside. I can't wait to find the other one and put
that pair in
the basket. And there's a moment where I'm looking in the back of the drum. I'm like, there's only one more item left, and it is not a sock.
Mm-mm.
And two things go through your head. Joy or pure pain. Would you believe under that item was the other sock?
Really?
Yes!
How lucky are you?
It sets the tone for your day. Losing a sock, pain.
Yes.
Finding all the socks, joy!
Yay!
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
The Hawkeye football program, which went 10-4 in 2023, will now officially in the record books forever have 6 wins, 4 losses, and will also have 4 voided games. As in the NCAA says, you have to basically vacate 4 wins. They are being punished for how they recruited quarterback Cade McNamara before the 2023 season. Cade was a quarterback at Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point in the course of his college career, and I don't know if it was during the season or after the season, but he had made a decision to enter the transfer portal, which now allows any player to basically go from Team A to Team B. It's a pretty simple process. And this was even before a lot of that NIL stuff. And the NCAA has very specific rules on how you can contact, how often you can contact, who can contact, and when. And the timing, apparently, to the NCAA rules was like we talked to him a day too early. And because of that, Iowa suspended Kirk Ferentz, an assistant coach, for one game in 2024. We actually did a voluntary, you know what? We broke that rule.
Yeah.
Shame on us.
Hey, guys.
We recognize.
Our bad.
We self-punish. Kirk's going to stay at home and think about it for a day.
So not only is the self-punishment doesn't count.
That's what the university is hot. They're not happy. Neither is Kirk Ferentz. Because this type of recruiting violation, in comparison to all the other things schools could be doing wrong, is pretty baseline. We understood it. We misunderstood something. We recognized it. We admitted it. We self-punished. And still the NCAA took two more years to investigate and finally came back and said, also, any game he played in that you won, you have to vacate. So the university says we don't like it, but the rule is the rule. Kirk Ferentz, rightfully so, says, I don't like it either, but I tell my players, you do something, you have to accept the punishment.
I guess.
So the good news is it's not like Iowa has to then sit Kirk out again. Mm-hmm. Some of those things were already taken care of. I think there's some also behind the scenes how and when we can recruit changes. I think we got a bad knock on this one, but it is what it is. So when you see that story, it basically means when we went out, and this is the world of football now. Everybody's going after the
fake news.
No, it's real news. Ugh. It's sad news. Let's give you an update on how that special enforcement week for hands-free driving went. Statewide, 551 citations and 329 warnings were issued. It was the first time ever law enforcement officers actually were looking specifically for people using their electronic devices. That law has been in effect, by the way, since January 1st. I'm sorry, actually it went into effect last July. Tickets started being issued in January, but it's an ongoing, we got to get used to it. It's just like when seatbelts weren't a law, now they are a law, and now everybody just like, it's automatic.
Yes.
You just got to get used to not having that phone in your hand. We did hear, though, from the DOT and the State Patrol, 73 fatalities in the state as of Monday on the roads. That's 15 more than this point last year, 7 more than our 5-year average. We had a really good January and February. March was bad, which flipped it.
Okay.
So again, the more we can do to reduce distracted driving, that is the key to all of that. Wrapping up the buzz with this story, the Student Build Program of Johnson County. This is a class that juniors and seniors can take in the Iowa City Community School District where you learn commercial and residential home building skills.
Wow.
So you basically, it's almost like going to school while you're in school for a trade. When they graduate this year, each student will receive a professional power tool kit courtesy of Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Wow.
The Casino and Golf Resort made a $5,000 donation to the program. So the kid finishes and actually gets the tools they used as part of the program, which is awesome.
They are so expensive.
It's a very hands-on program, and they work side-by-side with industry pros. So they're doing everything from framing to drywall to also taking classes on how to be certified and construction site safety. They go 3 times a week. By the way, this program is currently building a 5-bedroom, 2-bath home in Iowa City.
Dang.
It's in southern Iowa City. That will go to a housing program once it's complete. But awesome, the work that they're doing, the kids on the house, and the fact that thanks to Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and that donation, everybody is basically, instead of a diploma, you're walking out with the power tools. You need to do the thing you just learned how to do.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Dr. Sandra Lee, you might know her as Dr. Pimple Popper. TLC.
I know that name. I didn't know her professional, her birth certificate.
Sandra Lee, a.k.a. Dr. Pimple Popper. Getting ready for the upcoming season of the show, Dr. Pimple Popper breaking out. Ew. She, turns out, suffered a stroke last November when they were actually filming this season that's about to air. She initially thought that she was just having a hot flash or something. After filming, though, she experienced shooting pain in one leg, and by the next morning, she was having a tough time speaking and using the left side of her body.
Wow.
So she goes to the emergency room. An MRI confirmed that she suffered a stroke, which was a blockage in the blood vessels in her brain. She said essentially what happened is part of my brain died, it's very stressful to open yourself up about this because, you know, being a doctor, you don't want to be seen as
no.
weak.
My mom had a stroke. And first of all, it's amazing. The brain's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What you know, and then there were some parts not getting blood. She didn't know what year it was.
Yes.
Like, she could tell you everything she just watched on TV within 5 minutes, but you asked her who the president was, and she was like three off.
Don't know.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And then once they opened up and cleaned up some stuff, it got her much better. And then there's a lot of physical therapy. There's a lot that goes with it.
Exactly.
It's very scary.
Very scary.
And considering in a profession like medicine.
Yes.
Where you rely on your thoughts and your knowledge and all that academic work.
And luckily, you take a little time off. For her, she was able to gain some of that back. She took 2 months on pause on filming, got her balance, her motor skills back. She's thankful that she's basically back to normal. She said, but it does remind you to take better care of yourself. I mean, that is a really stressful job being a doctor. And
sure.
So just take care of yourself. The nominees for the 2026 American Music Awards were announced yesterday, and Taylor Swift leads the way with 8 nominations. In second place, it's a big tie. Morgan Wallen, Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Dean, and Somber are in tie with 7 nominations apiece. Alex Warren and Lady Gaga have 6. Artist of the Year, there's tons of possibilities. Sabrina Carpenter, Taylor Swift, Morgan Wallen, Lady Gaga, Bad Bunny, Bruno Mars, BTS, Harry Styles, Justin Bieber, and Kendrick Lamar all nominated.
Do you have the criteria? Because this one is like a little bit of sales and a little bit of like podcast and
it's
streaming.
Unlike a lot of award shows, this is decided on fans.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, you can go and vote the American Music Awards. It goes down on Memorial Day, which is Monday, May 25th on CBS, Paramount Plus. Queen Latifah is hosting. But, yeah, rock the vote because there's lots of different categories. They added 4 new categories like groundbreaking tour.
Your voice, your vote.
Yes, yes.
People's choice.
Yes, exactly. Okay, Timothée Chalamet made a statement that angered the ballet and opera worlds. Everybody was upset. He said that nobody cares. Nobody cares about ballet and opera.
And remind me, his mom was either an opera singer or he came out of a household that was in those,
yes,
those disciplines.
His sister is a ballerina?
Yes.
Yes, yes. He angered a lot of people, or at least they faux outrage, but it turns out he actually helped quite a bit. This is according to London's Royal Ballet and Opera. They said that they issued a very measured response to him, asking him to look at what we're offering, look at what we're doing. And they actually noticed that their audience base is 20 to 30 year olds. That's the primary ticket buyers.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You got to keep that age group buying more, right? Because that older audience at some point is not going to be there.
Exactly. Exactly. So they actually said, you know what? And after those statements, our ticket sales got an immediate boost. So cheers, Timmy.
Sometimes those out of your control moments eventually help.
Yes.
I mean, you can't rely on that. You can't, like, hey, can somebody else make a bad statement about a year from now?
No, but it's like there's no such thing as bad publicity, right?
If you play it right.
Yes.
Agreed.
And they played it so well.
Good for them.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
We're kicking it old school.
Hey, ignoring this part.
Wait a second. We're kicking it old school this week, getting excited for Full House coming to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse on Friday night. It's going to be a big throwback party. All your favorite 90s, early 2000s, all those hits packed together in one party place. And we thought, let's get ready for the show with our Songversation this week. What is that old school throwback song that comes on and makes you act a fool?
This is 100% purely coincidental, but my act a fool song, I will guarantee, will be performed Friday night.
You guarantee it?
Yes, because I have seen not the full set list, but I'm aware.
But I am aware.
I'm aware of some of the songs our friends at Full House play. The song that, whether I'm dancing or this one, I just sing. I hear it and I sing. My act of fool, Y2K and 90s throwback is Wannabe by Spice Girls. And I know that Full House does it because I have a copy of them doing it. And if I have had 3 Dancing Eric Hansen fuzzy navels by this point in the performance, I might get on stage.
You might.
You don't know.
That is purely like that sing-along high energy. You just want to like sing and dance with everybody in that moment.
Totally.
Mine is a little bit more of, and I don't know if they'll go here, but in the 90s, country was having a moment. And I remember doing like a performance for my family with my cousins, you know, classic.
Oh, yeah. Throw. We're going to put on a show.
Come on, everybody. No, you're not watching. Uncle Bill, put down your beer. Watch me. Watch me. So we were doing a performance to Billy Ray Cyrus's Achy Breaky Heart. My Aunt Barb taught us how to line dance. That was my first.
Aunt Barb?
Aunt Barb, yeah.
Lovely.
Oh, it's great.
I'm pretty confident, man. I feel like a woman is performed by our friends at Full House.
That'll do, friends.
So you've got those throwbacks. You go a little more recently. You got some Y2K in there as well. Producer Ben, Flo Rida guy. We didn't see this answer coming.
What?
Hands in the air.
He's doing it.
Behind me?
Yeah.
I
he
don't
does
be,
as he's told.
I want to see him riding a bicycle with that song.
What would you do?
Handles? Handlebars are clean.
No, you have to put your hands in
hands
the air.
Hands in the air.
The song tells you what to do. Ben
air.
Loves instructions.
I'm in that school, by the way. I do like a good, here's what you do now in this song.
The song will tell you how to move.
You are in for a party. You've got the show, 8 o'clock Friday night. It's general admission. It's going to be a ton of fun. Also, it's a fun get the friends, get the girlfriends, go out, but you're still home at a decent hour night.
Love that.
Right?
Love that.
But you know what? After probably having a bunch of nervous Nellies in your house worrying about the weather for the last 4 days, let the babysitter deal with that.
Let me out of here.
You go. You get a Claire's Cosmo at our pre-concert party at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You get signed up to win concert tickets to other big events coming at our pre-concert party. Doors at 7. Party's 8 o'clock. It's going to be a good time on Friday.
It's going to be a great time. We got to get all those dance jams, though. I'm sure that you've got one. The song that kind of gets you dancing, the song that makes you act a fool. What is it?
All you got to do is tell us your story for Songversations. The phone lines are open at 200-1029.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
And we're going for those fond memories of whether it's high school, college, even a little bit younger, but it's certainly a Y2K or a 90s jam. And now it's the one that you hear, you have to sing along to it, you have to turn up the radio to it or your smart speaker. Or if you're at a wedding or out at a dance floor, when that song comes on, when the DJ plays that song, you're out there acting a fool.
I love that idea that you know the moment when you're like mid-conversation with somebody, but then that song comes on. It's like, sorry, hold my beer. I gotta go. And like you are called to the dance floor because that is the song that came on.
That is exactly the experience, what you're going to get with Full House. They are playing in Cedar Rapids coming up live at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. That's a Friday night GA show. Tickets through CR Events Live. But we're trying to get you in that mental mood and getting ready for that big party band coming to town.
Yeah. So what about you? What is that song for you that comes on and you just got to dance?
There is, and it's a favorite anthem of my sissy and I. It is No Diggity by Blackstreet. And the minute we hear those first three bars, no matter where we are, we find each other and begin the whitest of white girl dances that we cannot stop ourselves from doing.
You hear the first couple of bars, your eyes lock, and it's like, yup, this is happening.
We're doing it right now.
There it is. That's right. It's time to get down, man.
I think what I love about how she described it and how this song starts is they see each other and like the very first beat, and then they're mouthing the words to each other. Just from across, like the biggest room in the world. They've already locked eyes.
You know what's happening. Let's go.
You totally know what's happening.
Make your way to that dance floor now.
Exactly. So No Diggity, that makes her act a fool. Mine was Wannabe by the Spice Girls. Producer Ben likes to channel Flo Rida. Claire throws it back to Achy Breaky Heart. Now the question is, how about you?
What is your song? What's your throwback jam that you got to dance to?
Let us know as we're getting ready for Full House. What makes you act a fool when you go, oh, I haven't heard that for a while, but make way, friends.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
You're ready to throw back all of the hits from the 90s, from the early 2000s. You've probably been participating with our Songversation, but if you're not quite ready, maybe Full House themselves can get you ready. We've got the lead singer coming to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse this Friday. Gary Hotchsetter from Full House on the phone with us. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing great. We are so excited for the show coming up on Friday. I don't know if you see pictures of our venue, but we have these two big digital billboards on both sides as you drive by on our major interstate. And are you the guy kind of crouching down in that millennium throwback look?
That would be me, yes.
That's you, yes.
yes, that is me.
Guilty as charged.
It lights up the night, I'll tell you that. It takes all of us back to the Y2K in the 2000s.
That's what we're hoping for. So good. Mission accomplished.
Gary, tell us a little bit about the show. What can people expect come Friday when Full House takes the stage?
Basically, if you watched MTV or VH1 in the 90s and the early 2000s, it's that come to life with, you know, about 50 to 70 different types of lights and videos and smokes and bubble. We got all kinds of gadgets and fun stuff on stage to really make it come to life. And it's nonstop. When you walk in the door, once the DJ hits to warm up before we take the stage, it's about 2.5 hours of just literally nonstop, except for maybe 30 seconds here or there for me to catch my breath.
Yes! Lots of costumes?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Lots of costumes? Are you guys kind of rocking the 90s style?
Yeah, so this one we kind of went more with, like, for the futuristic thing for the millennium. my drummer kind of had a vision of what he wanted, so rocking more of that. We have in the past had, you know, the Zubas and whatnot, but like we kind of change it up depending on what our show is geared for, because we do kind of, as we tend to go to towns probably about once a year, we kind of have that show set up for that, so the look is kind of geared towards what the set in the tour is.
Gary, I tell you what, you've got, I mean, you kind of have this theme for the show figured out, but when you're dealing with all of that awesome music, how do you guys even start to put a playlist together, set list together?
I mean, a lot of it at this point, we've been doing it for a while, it's kind of been trial and error. You know, some songs that we figured would go over really well don't, surprisingly, and vice versa. There's been other ones that we've been surprised with. And then there's a few staples that are kind of always going to be there, you know, because people, you're advertising yourself as a 90s tribute. Like there's certain songs that people are definitely expecting to hear every time. So it's just a variety of trying to, you know, freshen it up when we do come back to places, and then also still having the staples that everybody kind of expects.
I love that you guys kind of, you're trying a little bit of everything. I mean, you're even covering like the Spice Girls, which typically I don't think of boy bands covering. But is there a song that you guys just love to perform? Like, it's so much fun. We have a great time doing this song.
For myself, first, I can't really speak for the guys. I know because everybody's kind of different, right? Like there's songs where I enjoy that the drummer doesn't like because he's bored or vice versa. So for myself, I kind of like, I always say I like Lady Marmalade, because I kind of get to do a little bit of all vocals. I get to rap, I get to sing a little low, and I get to sing high, so that kind of covers all the bases. But just in general, doing as a singer in a tribute act, it is awesome, because I do get to do such a wide variety, and it's not just, hey, I'm in a Backstreet Boys tribute band, so I'm singing nothing but Backstreet Boys. I get to sing Backstreet Boys, and then I get to sing Nirvana. Cool.
You have made my day with there's going to be a little Lady Marmalade in there. Love that song.
Get ready for Full House coming to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse this Friday. Tickets through CR Events Live. Of course, as Gary was just saying, they've got their own party with a DJ. Doors open at 7 o'clock. We've got our pre-concert party right next door. We're doing themed drinks. We want people to come in costume. What is some of the coolest fan experiences you've had during all your time on the road? I'm sure people go all out for these shows.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the coolest fan experience is we were fortunate enough to do the first ever 90s cruise. And the way that we were received and just the fan interaction since that to have people reaching out. I mean, there were bands like Collective Soul and the Gin Blossoms on the boat, and to have people reaching out saying that they wanted us back and missed us on the second one is that's far and away the highest compliment and coolest thing that I've ever had.
That's such high praise
in terms of fan interactions and making friends with them, you know. Yeah,
Gary, we would be remiss if we didn't include you in a bit that we do called Songversations. We kind of have topics that we talk about music and memories, and our Songversation this week, in honor of your performance coming up in Cedar Rapids on Friday, is what's that throwback jam that gets you acting like a fool? What's the song that gets you dancing? What would be your response to that question?
Does it have to be a 90s one?
No, just for you as a performer.
No. Okay. Because I very much do have a list of songs that if I need to get on the dance floor, those are the ones.
Yeah.
And for me, it's Land of a Thousand Dances by Wilson Pickett.
That's an awesome song. That's a fantastic song. And just, yeah, the musical style in there as well. Okay, I'm going to ask this question because Claire's a little scared of it. We had some people already call in, and we're starting to get a bit of a boy band versus boy band fight. Mm-hmm. Backstreet versus NSYNC. Do you ever take a position on that?
You know, I didn't until I started doing this, and then I realized that I am Team NSYNC over Team Backstreet Boys.
Yeah! NSYNC. I agree! Yes! Okay, thank you. I needed that.
All right.
What about Britney versus Christina?
Strictly because it's a lot of Backstreet Boys are mostly like just kind of like slower love songs
outside of a couple of
upbeat ones.
Yeah.
You know?
And now, yeah, do you want to weigh in on Britney versus Christina?
I am also on that one. I think I'm going to be Team Britney.
Yes. I agree.
Christina's a better singer, I will say that. But I think song-wise, I probably prefer Britney's songs a little more.
This is fun.
I love getting the perspective from the guy who's going to be behind the microphone.
He's going to be actually performing the songs.
Gary, this is going to be a heck of a show. We are looking forward to welcoming you to Cedar Rapids Full House. I know we've got some meet and greet we're going to be giving away later this week, so we're going to take some listeners backstage. We got that party ahead of time. Doors at 7, the concert at 8 o'clock. And by the way, we'll let you go with this. Tell us about the VIP ticket experience. What do people get with that?
They're going to get... or all kinds of swag. You leave with a gift bag. You get the seat. It's really you don't have to necessarily bring all your own 90s accessories because we're gonna give them for you.
You'll get outfitted when you get there. All right.
Yeah. Bring your pants and shirts, and then we'll throw on the rest.
Pants required, people. Pants required.
Gary, can't wait to welcome you to Cedar Rapids and Full House. We'll see you coming up on Friday. How's that sound?
Looking forward to it. Can't wait. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay. Have a good day.